Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the section on the chapter of the virtue, or on the virtue of living a life of abstinence and encouragement to suffice a little in this world, and the virtue of poverty. Today's hadith, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qal, jalasa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala al-mimbar, wa jalasna hawlahu, فقال إن مما أخاف عليكم من بعدي ما يفتح عليكم من زهرة الدنيا وزينتها متفق عليه. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sat on the minbar, sat on the pulpit, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he sat there, we sat around him. He said, part of what I really fear for you after my demise is that the beauty and splendor of the world will be opened up to you. Part of what I really fear for you after my demise is that the beauty and the splendor of the world will be opened up to you. Yesterday we did in the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that mal faqra akhsha alaykum walakinni akhsha an tubsata ad-dunya alaykum kama busitat ala man kana qablakum. That fear, poverty is a thing that I do not fear for you. I don't fear that you will become poor. That is not my concern. But the thing that I fear for you is that the world will open out, busita, will spread out for you. The things of the world, the splendor, the wealth, the oil, the riches, the buildings, the investments, the dollars and the pounds, and all these sort of things will open up for you. All those things of the dunya, the thing that attracts the eyes of this world, all these things will spread out for you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا. You will start competing with each other for this. Now no more you'll be worried about a'mal, no more you'll be worried about your takbiri ula, you'll be worried about tilawat of Quran, you'll be worried about jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be worried about assisting one another. That won't be your competition any longer. Your competition now will be, as far as the dunya is concerned, how can I compete, I can outdo the next person. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sounded a great warning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. And then this world, what it will do, it will destroy you like how it destroyed those before you. How? And here we explain that the dunya itself, there's nothing wrong where a person acquires the dunya for the purposes of living in this dunya and traveling his journey and going across towards akhirat. But where it becomes a problem, when the object of life becomes this life. The object of life becomes the acquiring of wealth and competing day in, day out. And the person now forgets what he needs to do. He forgets his fundamentals and he forgets his obligation. So therefore today's hadith, on a very similar note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, part of what I really fear for you after my demise is that the beauty and the splendor of the world will be opened up to you. Now imagine, what do you think this is? That all the time we are trying to acquire more and more and more things of this world. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in reality, this was something that he feared for us. Why? Because we explained yesterday that a person's thinking changes. When wealth and money comes, position comes, recognition comes, then suddenly all those promises, like how you get a person that's a politician, very often it happens that all the promises he made before that, all the promises go away. Or when that position and that money and that wealth comes, and together with it comes arrogance, comes pride, comes different types of internal sicknesses, that now a person's behavior starts changing also. So therefore, on a general note, this is something very dangerous. Yes, you will get the few that will also have wealth and also be humble. You'll get the few, not to say no. But as a general rule, this is what happens when too much of the wealth comes in. So therefore, we shouldn't be saddened. If Allah Ta'ala hasn't given us too much, it's not something to be sad. Actually, this is something that should make us happy, that perhaps Allah Ta'ala knows my weakness. Allah knows my weakness, that if He gives me a lot, I'll become an arrogant person, I'll become a proud person, I'll become a person that causes oppression. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala knows my weakness, therefore He's keeping me away from all this type of wealth. And therefore, we should be happy in the condition that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept us. And the reality is that there isn't enough, there isn't any amount that is enough. All the time a person will want and want and want. One person came to Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, and he presented to him a parcel of money, presented to him, those days it was gold coins, so he presented dinars. He came and he presented it to him. So he asked him one question. He said, tell me, that after giving me this year, do you still desire that you would like to have more and more and more? Is that desire in your heart? He said, yes, the desire is in my heart. And he said, you keep this parcel because you are more in need of it than me. I don't desire to have anything else more than I got. The desire I don't have. So in the reality is you are more in need of this than me because you continuously or you're desiring to have more. I'm not desiring to have more. So this was the condition of the pious. That he didn't continuously desire to have more and more and more. That level Allah Ta'ala left them on. They were happy with that and they continued. In fact, if anything, they wanted to bring their lives more and more simple. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of being happy with what we got. Don't continuously chase and at the same time also see that we don't get those internal sicknesses that come with wealth. The better thing to do is to see how we can correct it. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.